is on TV One, 9 a.m. Eastern, 8 Central. Start your day with TV One's News One Now, the only daily news show that looks at issues from our perspective. Who do you have on today, Roland?
Debbie Morgan, Rodney Perry are going to be on the show today, so looking forward to that.
From Washington, D.C., Roland Martin, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. Tom Sybil J, looking forward to hanging out with the NAACP in Brookfield, Wisconsin on Sunday, and so look forward to that. We've been focused on the election. It takes place on Tuesday. Early voting is happening all across the country. This is the last weekend for early voting with the election on Tuesday. Some major races across the country. Democrats are desperately trying to hold on to the United States Senate. Republicans already control the House. One of the key races folks are looking at is the North Carolina senatorial race involving incumbent Kay Hagan, the Democrat, versus the Republican Tom Tillis. Joining us right now is Senator Kay Hagan. Senator, how you doing?
I am doing great. Good morning. It's a great day in North Carolina.
Lots of attention has been in North Carolina over the past couple of years, especially we've seen Moral Monday take place. We saw this significant voter suppression bill that was passed by the Republican-led legislature there. What effect do you think that may have on this election and turnout?
You know, I think people are so angry that my opponent, Speaker Tom Tillis, has put up barriers to the ballot box in 2014. We know people who have fought and died for our constitutional right to vote. I've got an incredible ground game going on in this state, and I think people are angry about that, and it's actually going to backfire on Speaker Tillis. People are coming out in record numbers right now for early voting, and that's with about a week of early voting actually taken away. So I do think it's going to backfire, but I think people really have questioned why in the world would he do this in 2014. They've taken away same-day registration. Registration ended in North Carolina about 10 days ago. They've also no longer have out-of-precinct balloting, so people who have moved recently, if they go to the wrong polling site, their vote will not count at all. They've taken away Stand By Your Ad language so that anybody who's running in North Carolina no longer has to say their name and that they sponsored that ad. They don't want people in North Carolina to know any difference between sponsored ads by candidates and then this out-of-state billionaire money that's flooded into North Carolina. We don't see Charles and David Koch put their pictures up after their ads.
One of the things that also jumps out when you look at what's taking place in North Carolina, I know with this bill, they also moved an early voting location off of a college campus, I think it was Appalachian State, to an out-of-the-way location. And so people talk focus on voter ID, but that also is a huge way to affect the ballot box.
You're exactly right. And, you know, where they moved it, 7,000 people had voted at that site last election. And where they moved it, there was parking spaces for 39 people. So the whole idea there, obviously, was to deter students, young people, from actually turning out to vote. The good news is that that polling site did have to reopen. And I think, once again, I think the very first day of early voting, people showed up in record numbers because they realized that their right to vote was being taken away.
I actually
called on Eric Holder as soon as this law was passed, and this was right after the Supreme Court negated Section 4 of the Voting Rights Act. This General Assembly in North Carolina rolled out this very, very aggressive voter suppression bill. I called on Eric Holder to look at this voting law in North Carolina, and our U.S. attorney brought legal action in North Carolina to stop this bill.
Hey, Roland.
Yes.
Roland, okay, with the elections coming up and all these instances all over the country of them, of Republicans trying to suppress the vote, do you think we as a people, as black people, are going to turn out in numbers? Do you think that we get it, that the boogeyman is real and he's trying to stop us from voting?
People do get it, but the problem, Tom, is that if you look at midterm elections, there's always a drop-off there. And also, Cornell Belcher, Democratic pollster, did the research showing that Obama voters in 2012, there was a 16-point gap between those who will likely vote. And so Democrats have been up against that tide. Senator Kay Hagan there in North Carolina.
And Senator, you mentioned the early voting. Are you seeing a tremendous outpouring in terms of early voting in North Carolina?
You know, yes, it's surpassed what's taken place in the last midterm election in 2010.
Good.
There's been a huge turnout. You know, one other fact y'all might be interested in, and that is that the Congressional Black Caucus has come into North Carolina and sent a lot of people. Marsha Fudge was here, Elijah Cummings, John Lewis. I mean, been a great turnout with their support.
That's good.
Encouraging
That's good.
People that, you know, we've got to stand up. Our vote has got to count, that people
we've
have
got
to go to the polls.
Yep. All right. Roland Martin's commentary brought to you by TV One.